Like you said, Martin, you've gotten that far yet. And I've been in Cadetsville now for about 2.5 years. And, well, the church is growing. The first work that I was at the beginning, it was hard for me because I wasn't used to that. And, I wasn't used to not having anybody else, you know, to fellowship with or to be part of the church, you know. And, so it was hard keeping myself busy. I mean, you can only knock on doors and fast tracks as long as you can, you know. And then, since I'm not street preaching, you know, being a woman, of course. Although I'm very tempted sometimes to try. I was limited in that way. But now there's women in the church, and I get to have some studies with them. We have fellowship, children's clubs. I have in various neighborhoods. They're a blessing. They change real frequently because once they find out that you know. Every time we have Bible studies. I mean, they literally get tired because they're almost all Catholic, and their mom and dad get tired of them learning verses and learning about the books of the Bible and stuff like that. So they start making up all kinds of excuses and cancel out the clubs. But it's okay. There's 4 going now still. And even though there's 3 or 4 kids in each club, those 3 and 4 are learning. And several have made professions of faith. Although I don't see very much growth in the children, well, they're in Catholic homes, you know, they don't get a chance to really start growing and going to church and things like that. They are learning verses, they are learning the Word of God, they're enjoying their clubs, and I enjoy that too. The children's ages are from 2 years old to 16 years old. As you can imagine, the 16-year-old is the one that seems to be growing, the one that seems to be catching the desire to want to serve the Lord, and that thrills my heart. And I hope and I pray that one day she will take that step. She's living. I would really ask that you pray for her. She's living in a home where her dad is an alcoholic. And he's really in real bad state at this time. He's becoming violent in his home and everything. And I mean, making threats towards her, and also I don't know what's gonna happen in her life real soon, but I ask that you pray with us for her. And her name is, well, I can never say her name. Her name is Aurora. We call her Bola. That's her nickname, so that's what we call her, and it's easier for me to say. Some of the children laugh because we changed their name, you know. If I have a hard time pronouncing it, they'll just give me their nickname or something and say, oh, just, you know, forget it. Because I still, even though I've been down there now, you won't believe this, but I've been saved for 16 years, and I've been down in Mexico now for 14 of those years, and I should be talking like a Mexican. But every time I open up my mouth, they say, you're not from here, are you? And so I guess I can say that I really haven't picked up the language real well. Although I hardly can talk English really good anymore either, you know. So my mom says, man, be careful, you're gonna be mute in a little bit. But you know, that's one of the signs of getting old, you know. Those of you who don't know, the time's coming. Okay. I'm not having any more Sunday school classes because we have 3 sisters that have already wanted to take it, you know, and that's exciting to me. And it's hard for me to let them have it because, of course, nobody does it like I want them to do it. But that's part of the problem, you know, of letting go. But well, the Lord knows that my heart is in rejoicing that they want to and that they're taking it and that they're doing the best they can. And I want to encourage them, so I try not to say nothing negative. And as Dale knows, that's very hard for me because I am very pessimistic, or like Mike says, realistic. And to be optimistic is difficult sometimes for me because I always see the negative things, and the negative things usually do happen, so I'm right. which encourages me to continue doing the same thing. But so that's another problem, you know, y'all can be praying about with me. I have a correspondence school down there, and the courses, Michael has written one of the courses, and he's promised me about 3 or 4 others. I'm still waiting, but yeah, that's right. And they're free of charge, and we put the cards in the tracks as we pass them out, inviting people to send the card back if they want a course. And this is this really hasn't gone through as well as I thought it would. I thought people would really get going, you know, and would be interested in all. But I think now it's been 2 years that I've had the school, and I only have 70 students. And those 70 students, I might get one course a month, you know, that they send in. So that's also telling me, well, I don't know if I should be continuing with this or not, you know. I don't know. But that's another prayer request, please, the correspondence school. I'll be having a table in the back here with example of the courses and everything, if anybody's interested in looking at them. We're not in agreement with everything in the courses, but you know, that's something that's really hard. I can't write my own courses, being as how, you know, I mean, half mute and the rest retarded. I mean, what can you do? You know? I know what I want to say, but they don't understand me. and so I can't write my own courses. Although I would love to, you know, that little temático that Bill and Michael and I don't know who else was in on making that. That's just excellent for Bible studies in that. Yeah. And if I could just take that and write courses with it, you know, I mean, that would just really be ideal. But like I say, putting the words together just don't come out right, you know, for me. Making courses, so we'll continue working on getting more courses that go along with exactly, you know, scripture that we believe. Remember with the letter that I wrote you all in January, I asked that you pray for one of our young teenagers that seemed to be real interested in evangelism. She teenager, I guess she's about 17 years old, and I wanted to share with you that I asked for prayer for her in January, and in February she was able and willing to go with me to a town, a little town outside of Querétaro, and we go out with once a week, knock on doors, and pass tracks, you know, talk to the people and give them a track, and she started going with me in February. Population in this little town is about 2,500, and we finished it last week. So we were just really excited, and I was real pleased that she was able to, because she goes to school and she works also. And so to find time to go with me, because it's an hour out and an hour back on the buses, you know, and then whatever time we spend there. So that takes up a whole morning and part of the afternoon, so I was just real thrilled, and I'm sure that was an answer to prayer. And when we finished up the last house last week, she says, "Now we're going to go to another town, aren't we?" "Yeah, we're right." And I said, "Yeah, we need to think about where we're going to go. You know, when I get back, well, then we'll start on someplace else." So I'm just really excited for her, and I pray that she continues with her enthusiasm. Well, in my personal walk with the Lord, it appears that Karen and I are in the same situation about attitude. It's always been my problem. When I first went down to Mexico, I was a woman's liver when I got saved. And so that was a hard transition, you know, turning into a Christian. And then when I went down there, Brother Lindell said that I needed to, you know, be under Dale or Bill. And well, the easier of the two, of course, was Dale. And since I had the choice, well, I took Dale, you know. but anyway, I would, you know, do whatever he said and everything, and you know, it's okay, okay. Well, I still got a year and a half, you know, okay. And so he says, you know, something about obeying or something about being submissive is also an attitude, and I said, you know, one thing at a time. You know, right now I'll do it. Next time I'll worry about attitude. And, And so sometimes I find myself still this way with the Lord, you know. Okay, great. I'm in the Lord's work. I'm doing what He wants me to do. I think I'm doing what He wants me to do. But sometimes my attitude is very poor. You know, sometimes I'm grumbling or I'm complaining or, you know, this is my last step, but okay, Lord, I'll take it for You, you know. And I know that this doesn't please the Lord. I know that He looks at our heart too. And yes, although He knows our heart okay, He still wants action also. So it's the both things together, you know. And I would like to share, I'm finding out how much attitude is influenced by thought. And the Word does give us, guidance as to where our thoughts should be. Amen. And then if our thoughts are where they should be, well then our attitude will follow along. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I think that that's, if I would learn to do that, if I would be faithful in doing that, I'm sure that my attitude would follow along. Amen. And then, Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in me. And, another thing that, I don't know if the Lord's working with me or if this is just plain, you know, life, but, I realize I'm getting older and, and I tend to become discouraged because, I just can't do the same things all the same things that I used to do, or that I want to do. You know, I mean, my heart is ready to do things that my body just can't follow through with, you know? And to me, that's discouraging. But, Luke 16:10, that was talked about this morning, I can apply it to myself also in, a little different way. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Well, I figure that, even in those days, you know, when, okay, I am hurting a lot, or I'm in pain, or I just can't do what my heart is to do, be faithful in that I can do. Mm-hmm. And not just be feeling sorry for myself because I can't do the whole thing, and start doing just that little part that I can do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like the brother said, you know, sometimes when you start doing just that little part that you can do, the Lord gives you more strength to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And that's always a blessing to me, that if I'm feeling real poorly or something, and I do get out anyway, and okay, even if I just have to do 5 houses, I'm going to do those 5 houses. And I find I can do 2 blocks, you know, and to me, well, that's still not very much, but that's a lot more than just that 1 house or not doing nothing. And so to me, it's just an encouragement, you know, that the Lord understands the cause, but He wants us to be faithful in that little, you know, that in order to have the strength to do the little bit more. And in Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So even if I commit the works, you know, the going to the door knocking, or the passing out tracts, or the talking to the people, after the brother is preaching that, if I commit that to the Lord, then that's going to help in my thoughts, which is going to help my attitude too. And so, that's bound to even help me feel better physically, you know. And to me, that's encouraging to realize again, I'm sure I've been at this stage before. I flunked it apparently last time, so let's see if I can pass it this time, okay? That attitudes do affect, or thoughts do affect attitudes, and attitudes affect actions. 2 Corinthians 8:12, this is the last verse that I'd like to share. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Okay, if I'm finding that, okay, if I can't walk one day because of the pain or something, well, then that's the time to do the things that I can do there in the house without walking then, you know, because there's always all kinds of things. There's the praying, there's all the studying, you know, there's the correspondence school. So there are things to do. Just because I can't do what I want to do at that day doesn't mean that there's nothing I can do. And the Lord wants me to use what I do have at that time. you know, for him, not to wait until I'm feeling good and then I can do what I want to be doing. So all this is applying to trying to accept the state that I'm in at the time, you know, and that this should affect my attitude and also my thoughts. Just to end, for those of you that don't know some of the signs of getting old, I have two of them. I have two of them I wanted to share with you. One is everything hurts. And and that doesn't hurt isn't working. You know, everything's broke down or hurting. Okay, and the other thing is that even making a long-distance phone call gets you so tired. You know? So those are two signs. If you got them, be careful. You're getting old.